From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. More than 500,000 people face another day after violent storms with no electricity, with the temperature expected to hit 90 and a smog alert in Houston, where ABC's Mariah Villarreal is.
America's fourth largest city looking like a war zone. Downtown skyscrapers missing windows, glass and debris littering streets everywhere. Straight line winds gusting to 100 miles an hour. More than a million homes and businesses losing power.
Several deaths. Two attempts last night and earlier yesterday by Gaza war protesters to occupy buildings did not go well. Rebuffed and arrested at UPenn in Philadelphia. At the U of Chicago, protesters got into the politics building and confronted former Democratic Senator Heidi Heitkamp at her office.
Basically saying I needed to leave. I'm like, well, no, I don't. I'm doing work here. And they said, no, you have 5 minutes to leave. I said, no, I really don't. I'm not going. And then eventually kind of realized what this was, that this was an attempt to occupy the Institute of Politics.
They didn't. The Israeli army has recovered the bodies of three hostages who tried to escape during the October 7th Hamas attack on a music festival in Israel. ABC's Matt Gutman.
Shani Luk's family telling us that being able to bury their daughter nearby gives them a kind of closure. And the White House referring to the hostages that remain in Gaza, saying it's working on jump-starting those stalled ceasefire talks yet again. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan heading back to the region Sunday.
Seeing an underground school in Ukraine to continue learning shielded from the war. ABC's James Longman.
The whole high school.
18 feet down.
It's a typical classroom for the kids getting on with their day, except we're quite far underground. One strange thing you notice about these rooms, no windows.
You're listening to ABC News. The world's number one golfer, Scottie Scheffler, facing criminal charges in Louisville, says ABC's Allison Kosick.
Police say he dragged an officer with his car while the officer was directing traffic after a fatal accident on the road into the golf course. Scheffler facing four charges, including second-degree assault of a police officer. Scheffler's attorney says he'll plead not guilty at his Tuesday arraignment.
The officer was treated at a hospital. At the funeral for a black senior airman, hundreds of Air Force members in their dress blues at a church in Stonecrest, Georgia. Civil rights activist Reverend Jamal Bryant.
We got to call it as it is. Roger died of murder. He died of stone cold murder, and somebody has got to be held accountable.
Roger Fortson was 23. A sheriff's deputy in Florida was responding to a domestic trouble call. His body cam recording shows Fortson opened the door, pointing a gun at the floor. The deputy ordering him to drop it before firing. Milwaukee facing a severe shortage of lifeguards despite incentives including a pay bump, bonuses, even Brewers baseball tickets.
You know, I think that people definitely need to learn to swim. So some of the other factors that we see happening are, you know, people are getting internships for college much sooner than they were maybe 5-10 years ago.
Milwaukee County Assistant Parks Director Andrea Wallace. Chuck Severson, ABC News.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.